In Wisconsin, immigration activists are focusing their attention on Congressman Paul Ryan. Christine Newman Ortiz of the group Voces de la Frontera says a bill has already passed the Senate and needs a champion like Ryan to pass the House. She says in October, Ryan said he supported it, but he hasn't followed through.
I think part of our message here today and across the country is that, you know, rhetoric is not enough, that we need more from Congressman Ryan. We need more from the president. You know, it's a symbolic sacrifice and solidarity with families that, you know, have experienced hunger, have experienced death.
At a gathering at the state capitol today, 24 fasters from across the state sat writing letters to Ryan. They sat at a table set with 11 empty plates to symbolize 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country and the estimated 1,100 people being deported each day. Retired union carpenter Jim Cusack lives in Lake Geneva, which is part of Ryan's district. He read his letter calling on the congressman to take action.
We put our bodies and souls on the line in order to break the impasse of heartless inaction. We ask you as a leader, and you are a leader, Congressman Ryan, to be a leader for good and pass compassionate, comprehensive immigration reform now.
Ryan's position on immigration outlined on his website matches the provisions in the Senate bill that is now stalled in the House. It includes strong border security measures as well as a clear path for undocumented immigrants to gain citizenship. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.